Tonight's shiur, Simin Tov Reish Ayin, the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, Devarim Ha'asurim V'Hamutar B'Chanukah. What is prohibited, what is permitted on Chanukah. Si'if Aleph, B'chaf Hei B'Kislev Maschilin Shemona Simei Chanukah. On the 25th day of Kislev begins the 8 days of Chanukah, V'Asurim V'Hesped V'Tainis. And on those days it's forbidden to give a eulogy, it's forbidden to fast. Al mutarin va'asiyas malacha, but you can do work. V'nohagos hanoshim shlola asos malacha, but o'ch aneiros dolkos. But women have a custom not to do work while the candles burn. V'yesh misha oimish ein lahakalhem. Others say that one should not be lenient with them, which means to say that they should keep their minig and not do work during that time. If they have a minig not to do work, they have to keep to it.
So it should be lehen.
Yeah, that's what it's referring to. Now, what kind of work are we describing? So the notice being many poskim say it's like Rosh Chodeshdik. They can't do laundry, they can't sew, and that kind of thing. But to cook, to make latkes and donuts, no problem, they could do that. Some are even more extreme that they shouldn't be cooking either. But Pashtus, when we talk about this minute, we talk about the things that you wouldn't do in Rosh Chodesh. They don't do laundry then, they don't do sewing then. Mishtabura, Sivkan Af, Maschil and Shmonesh Mechanica. What is that yontif based on? The 8 days of Chanukah, kibay sheni, during the time of the second base of Migdash, kishamolchu malchei risho, when the wicked kingdom was reigning, gazur gezeros al Yisrael, they imposed decrees on Yisrael. Klai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael with the base of Migdash were not autonomous; they had to follow the foreign government's rule, and they made decrees, ubit ludosam, they tried to stop their religion, and did not allow them to Torah mitzvahs. This is quoting the Rambam, and even though the Sefer Antiochus talks about specific mitzvahs like Shabbos and Mila and Rosh Chodesh, the Rambam doesn't differentiate, just a straight out that they wanted us to stop learning Torah and stop doing mitzvahs like we say in the Alan Nisim.
If our source is Sefer Antiochus, how does the Rambam explain
that's not his source. That's not his source. I think his source is the Al Hanisim Tefillah. In Al Hanisim, what does it say? It doesn't differentiate which mitzvahs. Upashtu yadam b'memonam u'b'b'nosehem. And the wicked kingdom took their money and took their daughters. They came into the Heichel. Upotso bo piratzos. And they broke the Timu HaTaharis, and they defiled the things that were Tahar. So someone attached parts of a Pratzos means that there was a fence called the Chel that separated, which in Halacha separated where non-Jews who came to Smith had to stop before the Chel. And they breached the Chel. They broke to be able to go through to show we're no different than you. And they took things that were pure and made them impure. They made it very difficult for the Yidden. They oppressed them terribly. Until the Ribbono Shel Olam had compassion upon them, and the Ribbono Shel Olam saved them and brought a tremendous Yeshua. That the children of Chashmonoi, the Kohanim Gedolim, were able to overpower their enemies, and kill them, and saved Yisrael from their hands. And the kingdom returned to Israel, Yisrael Masayim Shana, for more than 200 years, to the Churban of the second base of Mikdash. When Klai Yisrael overwhelmed their enemies and destroyed them, the Rambam says this was Chafei Kislev. They entered the Heichel and did not find pure oil in the Mikdash. Elapach Echad. They found one flask, Shahayamunich Bechasamash the Kohen Gadol, which was sealed with the Kohen Gadol seal. Vahayabavahadik Eliyamechalavad. There was only enough oil for one day to burn. Venasenes Velikumimenu Neros Mamaracha, Shmona Yamim. And a miracle occurred, and the Neros burned for 8 days. Achakasashu Zesim until they crushed new olives, Vahotsiyu Shen Tahar, to extract pure shemen. And for this reason, the Chacham of that generation instituted Sheyu hayama eila, these days, shetchilasim chafei b'kislev, that begin 25 Kislev, should be yemei simcha v'halo, days of rejoicing and praise of Hashem, u'malikin ben haneros be'erev, and we will light the neros, we light the candles in the evening, al pischei habotim, by the entrance of the home, b'chol laila v'laila, each night, mishmona saleos of the 8 nights of Chanukah, laharos u'lugalos hanes, to show and publicize the miracle, v'mitzvah midivei soifim k'kriyas ha-megillah. This is a mitzvah from the Chachamim, like reading Megillah. V'yamim elu hein ha-nikram Chanukah. These days are called Chanukah. What's the law meaning to say? Chanu chafei, they rested on chafei. Shebiyam chafei chanu me'avim, because on the 25th day of Kislev, they rested from their enemies. V'obnei shehein yimei simcha v'hal, because these are days of rejoicing and praise. L'kach osur behen behes v'detainis. Therefore, the halacha states, we do not say hespedim, eulogies, we do not fast. This is not, this last line is not from the Rambam. There's a minig for the aniyim, the poor people, to go on Chanukah to collect money by the doorways, and there's a reason behind it.
Tonight is Chanukah.
So, two things. The first point is, the Rambam says that they vanquished their enemies on the 25th of Kislev. If you learned they vanquished them on the 24th, then they lit menorah on the 25th. They vanquished on the 25th. Did they light on the 25th? So some want to say on the same day they vanquished them and lit menorah before that night. I mean, it's a difficulty in teaching the Rambam if what happened on the 25th. Plus, you say they stopped the finding the chafda and the chafhei, they lit the menorah. But if the Rambam's language is they stopped the chafhei, so when did they light the menorah?
I mean, it's been our volume.
Did they light, was the first night of Chanukah chavav? Well, so some say in Echanami, Chafhei we keep because of the Mechama, to remember the Nitzachan. But there's other ways to teach, to go through different pshatim of how to...
They would light it late afternoon anyways, right? Isn't that when you light the menorah?
You light it Seis Kuchom.
What? Without no, I'm saying they...
Oh, in the Beis HaMikdash?
They lit
right.
The Beis HaMikdash.
Beis HaMikdash was before Shkia.
Right, so it's not...
So they live in Chafei. They live in Chafei in the afternoon.
Yeah, in the afternoon.
Right.
Well, but they vanquished them. Generally, a war is a process, and it's, like, right. It's not all of a sudden it doesn't stop.
That's also true.
Even if it stops, you gotta wait.
That's
you gotta wait to see what's going on.
And not only that, what does it mean for the next 200 years they had the Malchus? They weren't autonomous for the next 200 years either. I think it was like 20-something years they were autonomous.
Right.
I think the pshat is that they conquered the Yerushalayim. They conquered the Beis Makom Mikdash. They were able to now remove the Avodah Zarah from the Makom Mikdash. They were in control. Harabayis Biodeinu. Right? Harabayis Biodeinu. And they were able to control the Mikdash. And therefore, that was enough. I'm sure there were still skirmishes going on beyond. Now, the last line is brought in from the Achronim, the minig of the Aniyim, to go collect specifically on Chanukah. And they say, because what did the Yevanim try to do to stop them doing mitzvahs, including Chesed? So therefore, it's a time to focus on Torah, Avodah, and Chesed. So Chesed is giving tzedakah. So that's a special time to give tzedakah. Se'if, cotton base.
Why does Mishra feel the need to bring all this quote Rambam over here?
Because Mechaber doesn't.
I know, but this is usually a time of the Gemara that we say all this. Not usually brought down.
He's Mishra will, he'll quote you the Torah or the Rambam, whoever is going to. It's basically the introduction to Chanukah. What is Chanukah about? Mechaber just starts off, okay, Chafei Kislev, it's Chanukah, no Hesped. What happened? What is the whole thing? He'll do that. That's not, I don't think it's so difficult. Sivkan, especially because there's no Megillah. It's not like Megillah's Esther, we have a Megillah type of story. Sivkan Beis. V'asur behest with the tainis. So these days, you can't give eulogies, you can't fast. Ayin l'kamon, simen tafresh peivav, sifal mishnah brura. Look ahead in tafresh peivav in the mishnah brura. And there we talk about the days before and afterwards, as opposed to just, what about Mashma from here, it's only those days, but Erev is okay. Lamaisa, Erev in the afternoon, we don't. So that's the discussion over there. Sivkan Gimel Hanoshim, not doing Malacha, the Mechaber specifies women. Dafka Noshim, specifically women. The Fishanasi Nesi Yedem, because a miracle occurred through women, could the Kamevi Sif Beis Magad, the Ramah will describe it in the next Seif. The Yesh Mekom Eshigam HaNoshim HaChimim is that there are places where the men also will not do Malacha when their candles are lit. Sifkan Dad Be'och and Eres Dolkos, while the candles lit Be'veso at home. What's the point of not doing Malacha? To point out, to recognize that you can't benefit, you can't use the light of the menorah for personal use. Fukachatzi Shah, it's a half hour. Basically, not the candles might burn for 3 hours. But the zman that is required is a half hour. So for a half hour, when you light candles, no malacha. So
kan hei. It's a little funny.
What?
The word vahu. Zman oi kachatzi.
Sevgan hei. She'ein lahakel lahem. And yesh misha omen not to be lenient. We have a rule that even though something is mutter, if people have a practice to make it aser, we don't say it's mutter. Both right, that places that adopted a policy not to do malacha all day, we will protest and stop it. Idleness is a sin, and it brings to crazy things. So, if you have a minig not to do malacha for the half hour and you light the candles, you have to keep your minig, and we'll tell you to keep your minig. But if you want to make a minig to take the whole day off, forget it. Doesn't go on for 8 days of idleness. No way.
Be like Hanukkah vacation.
Off Shabbos. Seif base. Ribui ha-su'udo shemab behem hem sudas ha-reshus. To make special larger meals for Chanukah is totally reshus. There's no mitzvah involved. The days of Chanukah were not established for Mishta and Simcha. Let's not confuse Purim with Chanukah. Purim is Mishta and Simcha, is parties, not Chanukah. So if you make a party of Chanukah, it's nothing to do with the mitzvah of Chanukah. The Ramah comes to defend the Suda for a Chanukah Mesiba. Some say there is a little mitzvah to increase the meal. Mishum, because they had a Chanukah Samizbeach after the Yevanim defiled the Mizbeach, so because Chanukah Samizbeach, you make a shtickle yontif. The minig is to sing songs of praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at these meals that you have special for Chanukah. And that for sure will make it a Suda's mitzvah. Some say there's a minig to eat cheese on Chanukah, because the miracle occurred with a maisa with milk, she'achila Yehudas es ha'oyev, the Yehudas fed the enemy. The Yontif of Purim Chanukah is not Mishta v'Simcha like Purim. The Yontif of Chanukah, like we say in Al Hanisim, is the Halel Ulahoydos, to praise and give thanks. Rashid Chavach used to say, the Goyim have a Thanksgiving day. We also have a Thanksgiving. Klai Yisrael's Thanksgiving is Chanukah. Chanukah is Kavur Lahodos Ulahalel. Lahodos is to give thanks. We don't do it one day. We have 8 days of Lahodos. V'nira hatam, it would appear the reason lo kavu kan l'simcha kvo Purim, that they didn't establish Chanukah to be simchadik like Purim, ki b'Purim haya gezer l'hashmid v'l'harog es ha-gufois, because on Purim the decree was to destroy and kill the body. Shubitul mishta v'simcha, so that is the opposite of mishta and simcha. You're taking away mishta and simcha. V'loras nefashis, but it wasn't against the neshama. Shafilu hamiru dasim chas v'sham, because even if chas v'sham they would have changed religion, l'imakabu sam, they wouldn't have accepted them in Purim time. L'kakesh hitzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu m'menu, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them from him. Kavu l'halel u'l'shabchu l'isporach gam ken ha'idei mishta v'simcha. So Purim was established to praise in Hashem with party and simcha, because that's what they were going to take away. Masha ain came by Maisa d'Antiochus, but when you come now to Chanukah with what happened to Antiochus, Shlo gozer aleim l'haru g'l'hashmid, there was no decree to kill and destroy. Vaktzeros u'shmodos, they caused them difficulties and discrimination and oppression and to try to stop them from doing mitzvahs. K'dei l'homer dasam, because their goal was that they should convert, they should throw away Yiddishkeit. K'mosh anu omrim, like it says in Al Hanisim, l'hashkicham tarasecha u'lahavira ma'al chukei ritzonecha, which we don't actually say that in Nosich, right? We don't say me'al chukei ritzonecha, we say l'haviram me'chukei ritzonecha, right? We don't have the me'al. So that was their goal. If Klai Yisrael would have agreed to humble themselves and be under their control, lahalos the Hamas, pay taxes, to adopt their way of belief, they didn't ask anything more. Ela shehigber Kadosh Baruch Hu Yad Yisrael v'Netzachom. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the hand of Yisrael to get strong and mighty and overwhelm them and vanquish them. L'kach l'kiva omer l'halel u'hozavah. And therefore, the theme of the Yontif is established to give praise and thanks. Kalom as if to say, kiven sheheim rotzu limno yisrael. He said, where do they want to stop us from? They didn't want to kill us. They wanted us to turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chfer b'dasor chasosom. To reject the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his religion chasosom. With Hashem's help, they didn't accomplish their scheme, and we overpowered them. So we bedafka, give thanks to Hashem, we praise Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps us, that we are His people, and He is our Hashem, and He didn't forsake us from doing His avodah. Sivkon Zayin, the Be'osin Hayam Mechulu. So there's no Indian to eat extra. There's no reason to have a party. But Ramah says there is something. There is something because of the Mizbeach. What's the limit to say? B'chafei b'kislev, 25 kislev, they is chanukas on Mizbeach. K'di isa b'medrish, the melech ha-mishkan, there is a medrish, melech ha-mishkan. Nigmar b'chafei b'kislev, the Mishkan was concluded on 25 kislev. They began melech ha-mishkan sukkos time, right after Yom Kippur, Luchos Shniyos, they started working on the Mishkan. They finished chafei kislev. But the Bereshit said, wait until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the month that Yitzchak was born, that's when we're doing the Hakamas HaMishkan. Hashem says, I will pay back Kislev. And the payment was, in the time of the Bayis Sheni, the Chanukah of the Chashmonoi. What happened in the days of Antiochus? They defiled the Hechel. So they had a new Chanukah Sabayis for the days of Chanukah. And therefore, we do 8 days. Se'if katan ches, zemiros. And when you have these su'udas for Chanukah, we sing zemiros. V'adin b'nisui bas tamachochem ama'aretz. If you have a situation where a bas tamachochem marries an ama'aretz, and in general we say that's not a good thing, we don't want to bas tamachach v'am ama'aretz. So what's the sudas mitzvah? Im oim shiras havi sudas mitzvah. So you sing songs. You're not going to have the chassan say a dvar Torah. He's ama'aretz. So what's the sudas mitzvah? So you'll say zmiras. Sifka and tas. But oh, it's havi sudas mitzvah. That makes a sudas mitzvah. What's the loy mitzvah said? It's in combination with this. There are those who say the same thing with bar mitzvah. If you have a suffix, if the boy is bar mitzvah or not, because we're not going to check his saris, say zmiras. Don't make a sudas mitzvah. That you make sudas. The marshal says as follows: if you make a party to give praise to Hashem or to publicize the nes or any mitzvah, hakol sudas mitzvah, that makes the whole thing sudas mitzvah. So lemaisa, every Chanukah Masiba is themed to Hanukkah.
Yeah.
And Mamelo, that's why we do that, and it makes it Sudas Mitzvah. Sifka and Yud Shechila Yehudis. Some have.
Wait, so someone in Avelis could attend to that extent?
We'll have to see the halachas of Avelis separate. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure that they would have to do that. On Purim, there's exceptions. I'm not sure on Hanukkah. I'm assuming not. Shechila Yehudis. So Yehudis gave the officer, the Oyev, the Ramah says, dairy. He hoisted Bidush Yochan Kohen Gadol. Yehudas was the daughter of Yochan Kohen Gadol. There was a decree that every woman before she married, after she's an Arusa, would have to have bia with the Tafsar, some kind of Greek officer. So she fed the leader of this, of the oppressors, cheese to inebriation. And she cut off his head. Ubarchu kulam, and everyone ran away. I'm assuming it means the girls ran away. And that was another step. I mean, say the nace happened through them. I mean, there was a lot of nisim going on, a lot of fighting going on. But this stood out, that a woman stood up and took the sword and cut off his head. So years ago, as a young boy, I asked Akasha, we say, and say, for Shoiftim, how Yael was very special, that when she killed Sisera, she took a tent peg and hammered it through his head, but she wasn't going to take a sword because it's forbidden for a woman to carry a man's weapon. So she killed him with a mallet and a tent peg. And here Yehudas comes along and a whole big thing because she chopped off his head with a sword. Mary Baim did not like that question. They said, what do you want? If she had a tent peg, she'd use a tent peg. She didn't have a tent peg, so she used a sword. This is what it troubled me at the time, but I'm sure their answer is the right answer.
According to this, it seems to be that the cheese did it. Well, I heard the story, the cheese made him thirsty, and then he drank the wine. Yeah, wine it looks like the cheese right. Had some kind of shechus.
That's true. Yeah. If you take a look in Ber Halacha, Ber Halacha, the Nogan Lamas Mitzvah Seshbachis, the minig is to sing songs at the Masuiba for Chanukah, and that makes us do this mitzvah. I'm at Shuvas Marshal Sumim Pehesha Kosov. Shavuisha Simcha Tia Moreves Ubalula Besimchas Taira Va'al Tibotel Mikriu Secha. Make sure any simcha you make on Chanukah is included Taira and don't stop your regular learning schedule. Ad Kan Lashono. Ubavanasenu Harabim, due to our many sins, Yesha Noshim, that there are people, Shatachas Zemiris Vesishbachas, that instead of songs and Zemiris, Shavuot Lehala Lehashem Yisparach on Yisra Salonu, that's fitting to praise Hashem for the miracles he did, instead, Heimarbim Beschoy Karkartin, they're busy playing cards, or in Yiddish Kvitloch. Vaharbe Herishu Hasvarm HaKadoshim Alzeh, the Svarm HaKadoshim speak very harshly against this, Vashom HaNashi Chak Mizeh, and one who values his soul will stay away from this. So maybe you'll tell me that Kvitloch is not cards. Cards are Chaz HaTreif, and Kvitloch are Andrish. I know that growing up, my father had Kvitloch, and they're not regular cards. Have you ever seen, the concept is blackjack, you're playing 21, but there are no images on the backs of the cards. And I've seen this from HaKadoshim that he quotes, that they say that a deck of cards is tumo, it's used for poker, it's used for gambling, all kinds of bad things. You shouldn't have a deck of cards in your house. But kvitloch are not a deck of cards. I mean, they look like cards. There's numbers on them, but there's no pictures of the, is it called suits?
Jack, not Queen, suits. Jack, Queen, King.
Yeah, but what is the name for that?
Yeah, suits.
That's the suits?
Yeah.
And it doesn't have the four, are that called suits?
No.
Clubs, hearts, whatever.
No, those are the four suits.
The four. So there's no suits in Kvitloch, and there's no hierarchy of the
characters.
Characters. It's just numbers and a bland cover. And that's, I think, their way around, that this is not for poker. This is special for the mitzvah of Kvitloch. I think the pshat is like this. The pshat is, and we're not talking about gambling serious, but they talk about the minhag playing dreidel. Right? So there is such a thing. So you can say the same thing. What are you playing dreidel for? Go and sing Zemiris and learn Torah. So they say that when they would learn and then they would come to spy on them, they're busy playing. So they would have the dreidel out and they say to the soldiers, what do you want from us? We're playing. And they'd leave them alone. So it could be this chilufei gersois where they're playing dreidel, playing cards. When the Yevonim would come to spy on them, lashkichem Torah secha, they couldn't learn.
Before
the Nitzachon. Remembering the tekufa, they would hide the sword and pull out the dreidel. So they were playing tops, right? We're playing games. So I think that's the marker for the minute.
What are all those books? Well, those are the instruction books about how to play.
It was Baal Peh.
Yeah, Baal
Peh. Teresh Baal Peh back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Teresh Baal Peh. So they just took out the cards, they took out the things. So I think that's the marker. Seif Gimel. Ein la speedin behen el chacham befanav. There's no hesped on Chanukah except for Chacham Lefanav. So I'm not quite sure why this is thrown here. We began with the halachas with no hesped, no tainus, and now we conclude the only exception will be a Chacham in his presence. The Ramah says, "Ve'ein mis'anin yom shemeis po'avo aim." If a person has a yartzeit on Chanukah, they do not fast on the yartzeit. The tainus chalom b'Chanukah, as far as tainus chalom, ayin le'elsin tafkuf samaches. If they look back, Tavkuf Samechei, if someone would fast Tanis Chalom, they'd have to make it up another fast to do tshuva for fasting. Well, in Siddur Kadin, as far as saying Siddur Kadin at a funeral during Chanukah, Ayin Le'el Hichzor Shchodesh, Simen Tavchof, Bahal Go, look back in the Ramah in Tavchof, Ayin Le'kamon Simen Tavresh Pei Gimel, that talks about Erev Chanukah, that we even from Erev Chanukah Mincha, we don't say Siddur Kadin anymore. Mishtabur Sifkon Yud Aleph, Ve'ein Mis An, and we do not fast Kanal Sifalf, we said this before in the first paragraph. If someone did fast on a yard site for a parent or Tanis Chalom on Chanukah, he has to fast for having fasted after Chanukah is over. And look in the Sefer Der Chachayim, what he wrote. Look back in Hichas Vashchoydish concerning Tzidik HaDin. Shasham Kasev, where it's written there, She'ein Oymen B'yom She'ein Oymen B'tachin. It's a very simple rule. If you don't say Tachin, you don't say Tzidik HaDin. V'chein ha'kamatz min tafesh pe'gimel. That's also called in tafesh pe'gimel. Ein sham, look there. That's why by mincha time you don't say tzedakah din either erev Chanukah. Aval lefneim l'achreim, before and after, near de'en l'hachmel din tzedakah din, unak v'machmer by tzedakah din. Ein l'kamatz min tafesh pe'vav din hespet gufa ha'be mekil, by hespet also a mekil. V'afim nirtz l'hachmer, even if you want to be strict, okay, it's a poskim, like some poskim. To machmir and behespet shalifneihem, that they say not to say a hespet on chav dalid, when mail gam tzedakah din ein lomer, then you shouldn't say tzedakah din either. Akapam l'achreim, afterwards, when chanukah is over, bevaday in lahach, but certainly you're not going to be strict. V'yuchalam at tzedakah din, you can have a hespet and tzedakah din. V'chein kasa p'imagadim. P'imagadim writes this as well. So this is where we differentiate the morning of Erev Chanukah and the afternoon of Erev Chanukah. Avelus, l'kuli al-monoi b'chanukah. Avelus is on Chanukah. So all the halachas of Avel, not going to parties or whatever, or shiva, all apply in Chanukah. Einin potem in Erev Chanukah, someone in Aninus does not light in Erev Chanukah, kasi li rabo, the ishto talik, his wife would light. If you can answer amen, is a disagreement in the poskim. I am your desim in shin mem aleph. If you hear someone else make the bracha, it's a shah. If you can answer amen. Venirdim ein ishto imo, it would appear if his wife was not present, who yichidi b'bais and he's alone at home. Yada kaneus lefesum ein nisa ublo bracha. Pimagaz mechadish, you should light the menorah as pirsum hanes without a bracha. We don't want a chashad that people think that they're not doing the mitzvah. So for that, he has to light. Someone who cannot hear, but he can speak, is obligated in Erev Chanukah. He is like a perfectly healthy person in as far as the mitzvahs are concerned.